At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. And I feel like there's a lot going on.
There's a pretty...
In the world.
There's a lot.
In politics.
Yeah.
Locally. Nationally. Internationally. It is happening all over. And to talk about it with us, White House correspondent for The Bulwark, Andrew Egger, who also you've probably... seen before from the Dispatch and the Weekly Standard. He is with us now. And by the way, Andrew, a St. Louisan from this fine area.
A 314.
Andrew Egger with us on KMOX. How's it going, Andrew?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
When's the last time you've been to St. Louis?
It's been a minute at this point, although I'm going to see my parents on vacation in Michigan in about a month. But yeah, maybe 6 months or a year since I've been in the 314 myself.
Well, you'll be in Michigan. It's like 6 hour drive. Just swing on by.
6 hours.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. One of these days. Next year in Jerusalem.
So what's been happening over the last, I guess, 72 hours or so with Iran and Israel? Would they have sort of been trading shots back and forth? And I think there's a lot of concern here from many people about us entering into a greater scale campaign and then maybe Americans getting involved there. With the way the president has spoken, I mean, how do you feel about the direction this is going?
Yeah, a lot of this it boils down right now to the kind of the personal psychology of the president, of Donald Trump, who has been, as you guys know, a voice for at some times more military restraint in terms of you know, getting embroiled in foreign conflicts abroad, but who also, you know, obviously has a very high opinion of American military power, you know, likes the idea of like being on the winning side in a conflict like this. Obviously has strong ties to Israel, sees Israel as a strong U.S. ally, which it is, and so a lot of people have been kind of waiting with bated breath to see which way he's going to go on this, because you know, at the same time, in kind of sidebar, the president has been deeply involved with nuclear negotiations, diplomacy with Iran. And so when Israel, you know, came out swinging against Iran over the weekend, the question was sort of, okay, does the president see this as a good thing? Does he see this as a bad thing? And he has kind of unequivocally come out, I think, a lot more strongly than a lot of people expected, certainly than I expected, sort of aggressively in favor of Israel's military action. He's echoing kind of all their rhetoric. He is still making sort of a diplomatic push toward Iran, but in a very belligerent, like, we're sort of with Israel in this kind of way, where he's essentially saying, look, guys, we're still here at the negotiating table. We're not planning on getting directly involved in this conflict yet, but we really want to see some concessions as far as the nuclear program is concerned. And in particular, he's not just looking for, like, small ball stuff. I mean, he's not backing a ceasefire. He's basically saying, we want to see Iran be willing to kind of close up their entire nuclear program, and anything less than that is going to be not sufficient for us, has been his position here.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because nobody in their right mind wants a nuclear Iran. Like, whether it's Europe or the United States or Canada, I mean, a country that is the largest state sponsor of terror, that trademarks the phrase death to America, death to Israel, death to the infidels. I mean, that's a huge thing. But it's really only Israel that takes this kind of action. Is it usually that these leaders, like, I mean, my goodness, even the G7 summit leaders will not be vocal, but behind closed doors be like, well, thank goodness Israel's taking care of this.
Yeah, and we have seen, so there's been kind of a split here. One is that you're absolutely right that all these countries, including, you know, basically everybody in Europe, is essentially saying we got to deal with Iran one way or another. But the one way or another is kind of the sticking point here, right? Because there's also been a lot of criticism toward Israel for basically moving unilaterally on this, you know, according to sort of like ordinary rules of international engagement. They would need to have had not just, you know, Iran moving toward a nuke while doing all of this hostile posturing, but actually be like imminently preparing to attack them in order to do sort of a preemptive strike like this. And that's the difficulty here is, like, you know, nobody really wants Iran to get to that point where they have not only the will to chant death to Israel, death to America, but also the material ability to like actually plan on carrying those strikes forward. But according to sort of the international rules of engagement when a preemptive strike is necessary, that is sort of the standard there. So that's the kind of messaging difficulty, and it's the reason why a lot of people have wanted to see wanted to see Iran's nuclear program arrested in some way, but have preferred a diplomatic approach, including, again, like, this has been what President Trump has been moving toward and working toward in recent months. But at the same time, you know, he is very hand in glove with the Netanyahu government and with Israel and all of this. So it's all pretty complex in terms of the different motivations that are involved.
What about just how people feel about the idea that, and I think, as I said right off the top, there is concern, you're hearing it from Republicans too, that we could enter some sort of conflict here where Americans are on the ground. And there's a little bit of pushback at the moment, even from the president's own party. Will that sentiment grow? Will they fall in line if we do go that direction where it looks like we're not just giving arms to Israel to help do this, but we're actually sending manpower over there?
Yeah, and this has been a major fault line in the Republican Party, particularly in the Trump years, because if you remember way back into the 2016 presidential campaign, that was kind of one of Trump's big sort of foreign policy swerves, was basically saying the recent sort of Republican foreign policy consensus on sort of getting involved in these nation building wars abroad has been a mistake. He went after the Iraq war. And at that time, a lot of people kind of in the party were like, oh, come on, you can't make those kinds of claims and win a Republican presidential primary. But then he did. And that has been part of the kind of realignment of the party, is that now there is this big coalition of people, not the majority of Republicans, I wouldn't say, but a large voting bloc and a large block of sort of commentators who are more dovish, who say, you know, no more foreign wars, no more getting involved in that stuff abroad. Let's keep our eyes on the prize here at home. And what's been weird about this moment is that you also have a situation where, you know, despite this kind of hot conflict, civil war on ideology within the Republican Party, there is also this thing where Republicans really aren't, the one thing they're not allowed to do is really go after Trump. So even as Trump has sort of swerved much more in the sort of hawkish direction just in the last few days on this conflict. It hasn't been so much these guys going after him in particular, and it's more just sort of raised up the temperature of these guys going after each other and sort of arguing about Trump getting bad advice. And, you know, that kind of thing is more what you see. So I don't know. I would be, you know, if it actually led to any kind of like a mass defection from Trump's base of support, it would be the first time. I mean, he has routinely gotten crosswise of different issue groups in his coalition, and ultimately they tend to just say, well, you know, he's still our president, we still trust him, because of how much of a personal lock he has on the messaging apparatus and on all the other elected Republicans and on the base. I mean, the id of the base as well. But that's not to say that there hasn't been a lot of anger from more dovish types over this, because there has been.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, Andrew, this is, again, kind of me editorializing, so feel free to push back against any of this. But you talk about how the West generally wants a more diplomatic approach. And I would say, okay, that's fine. But the Iranian government is a bad faith actor. There's no diplomatic approach. You can't trust them at their word. So to me, it always feels like the West is kind of the dog and pony show while they let Israel do the dirty work when it comes to like, oh, there's another refinery explosion. So my question is, is Trump's personality making him speak out more in the sense that he kind of wants to be part of the big operation versus maybe another American president would have just gone along with the dog and pony show while Israel did all the work?
Yeah, and there's an argument to be made for that. Certainly there is. And I think I certainly wouldn't go so far as to say, you know, Donald Trump's like the only guy who'd be willing to like stand with Israel during this moment, because this is a long time kind of bone of contention between like the more hawkish side on the Republicans. I mean, this was the whole, like, if you roll the clock back a decade, this was exactly the debate that was taking place around the JCPOA, the Obama era Iran nuclear deal, where Republicans were saying to President Obama at that time, look, you're trying to pursue this diplomatic solution, but come on, like they're not gonna stick to their end of it, and all you're really doing is letting them buy time so that then when they want to violate the deal later, they're that much closer to actually being able to roll out nuclear weapons. And I think, I mean, I've always considered that a strong argument. At the same time, on the other end, there's the argument, okay, what's the alternative, right? And it appears the alternative is this actual war between Israel and Iran. So I do think that that you know, there's, President Trump is not a big norms guy, not a big international institutions guy in general, and that I think makes it easier for him to just kind of throw in with Israel on this side of things and sort of sweep aside those sort of procedural concerns. I think a lot of times that's a net negative, and here mm-hmm. it's a little bit more of a mixed bag in terms of, you know, I don't know if anybody cares about my personal editorial opinion,
yeah.
but Yes, I see where you're coming from on this one in particular.
Andrew, we have, I know that by now you have seen, in fact, I've seen you comment on it on Twitter, this interview that Tucker Carlson did with Senator Ted Cruz, and it was pretty adversarial. I don't know that I've seen him do that with a Republican like that. He doesn't typically do it with conservatives, and here's just a quick bit of it so our listeners can get an idea of what I'm talking about.
How many people live in Iran, by the way? I don't know the population. At all? No, I don't know the population. You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
this is kind of how it goes on for a little bit of time, and I saw a lot of people who were just like, "Wow, I couldn't believe that Tucker did that," and kind of agreeing with Tucker Carlson. You had a different take on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the line that he's coming from there. I basically just see this as a gotcha. I mean, you can kind of see in the two lines, and Tucker does this a lot. You can kind of see in the two questions there. He asks the first question about the population, and Cruz doesn't know that figure off the top of his head, and so he sits on that and he dwells on that for a long time. And then he asks the second question, like, what's the ethnic population or ethnic mix of the population of Iran? And he starts to make a better answer, and so Tucker moves on much more quickly from that because that does not kind of support his argumentative position there of trying to, like, make this case that Ted Cruz is calling for war in Iran, but he's kind of an airhead. I mean, the reason I reacted kind of more strongly against this, like, I was a campaign reporter for a number of years. I did a lot of, you know, campaign reporting in a lot of different states, got very familiar with a bunch of different races. And I feel like at any time, if you guys had had me on to talk about like a Georgia gubernatorial race, and then you'd like clock me with, by the way, what's the population of Georgia? Oh, yeah. Wow, you don't know that, huh? I go, oh, that's interesting. How can you really call yourself an expert on anything going on in the state? That was kind of my reaction against that. But on a kind of broader level, like it is a really interesting fight, I think, for the reasons that I was mentioning a minute ago, where it's like Tucker is going to go after Trump a little bit on this, and he is more willing to do that than a lot of people. But the guys he's really going to go after are the other members of the Republican coalition who he sees as favoring this war in Iran, even though, you know, it's not really up to Ted Cruz what our military posture is going to be toward Iran in the coming weeks. It's up to Donald Trump, right? I mean, that's just kind of the way that, you know, arguably badly, war powers have gone in the U.S. in recent years. Congress has less and less of a say in this stuff, and it's just the executive. And if Tucker really, like, has concerns about that, the guy he should have in his crosshairs is Donald Trump right at this moment. But because you know, obviously Trump holds so much sway over the base, even relative to a relatively popular conservative among Republican base like Ted Cruz, he's a little bit better of a fight to pick from kind of a messaging standpoint there.
Andrew Egger, White House correspondent for The Bulwark. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you again, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Andrew Egger joining us here. You can follow him on Twitter at EggerDC. When we come back, we are going to check in with AccuWeather because we have a tornado watch. We are in the middle of that for a good part of the afternoon here. So we will talk to Jeff Nordine, our personal AccuWeather meteorologist, next on KMOX.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.